Excuse me. Well, if you've been coming to this parish for the last few years, you know that I really don't like to talk about money. Especially, I don't like to ask for money, especially ask for money from the pulpit. There are several reasons for that. First, I'm a priest, not a salesman. And second, it's difficult. I'm trying to get you to give away something that you've worked hard for. There are lots more reasons, but I would say the main reason is that I'm reluctant is because there's always hanging in the back of my mind when I talk about money in the pulpit are the words of Jesus that we read today. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The thing is, mammon, or which means money and riches and wealth, mammon is so tempting, so alluring, and so easily leads us away from God. Now, it's true, we need money to live. And so fathers and mothers work hard to provide enough and to carefully spend or save for their families. But money and riches are seductive. It's all too easy to forget money is raised for the good of the family, that it's a means to an end, not an end or a goal in itself. And so too often, money winds up corrupting the family. Some folks spend so much time making money for their family, they wind up neglecting to spend time with their family. Maybe they worry so much about having a beautiful house or the best schools that they go way into debt and never have a moment's peace. Or maybe money just comes easy to them. Maybe they inherited a large sum from their parents or something. But even then, it can not only lead them into all sorts of sinful habits because they can basically do whatever they want, but they also can spoil their children and ruin their children's lives going forward. In so many ways, the love of money can ruin the family. And the same thing happens with nations. For decades, America has been known as the wealthiest nation on earth. And we still are. But now we have huge debts and deficits. Even with all the money we have, we don't seem to have enough. And even with all that debt and deficit, we still have huge expectations of material well-being that we all think that we're entitled to. Again, money is necessary, and free enterprise is a great thing. But maybe, just maybe, somewhere along the line, America has forgotten you cannot serve both God and mammon. And the same thing happens in the church. Pastors can get so caught up with money, they become afraid to preach the hard sayings about faith or morals because they're afraid the collection will go down. And I can tell you from personal experience, it does go down. Other pastors find it much easier to succeed at fundraising and spending than at saving souls. In any case, fundraising has concrete and measurable results. You know if the collection's going up or down, but you don't know if you're saving people's souls. And people can come to you, and they do, and say, gee, what a great pastor father is. He built a beautiful church, or he paid down a huge debt. Honestly, I don't know how many times people have complimented me saying, you've done a great job here because the debt's gone down so much. I haven't done a thing. You did it. I just write the check. Not a whole lot of people come to me, though, and say, you know, your father, you've done a great job because your people are so holy. They're all obedient to the magisterium of the church. They're all so moral. They should say that to me, because you are, but I don't get complimented for that. It's easy to pursue the thing that you get noticed for, not the thing you don't. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you now. The same thing can happen with the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. Now, I'm being honest. We don't go call the bishop about this, okay? Don't tell him. A few years ago, someone came to me to talk about the BLA. And when I mentioned the theme of today's gospel, that you cannot serve both God and mammon, they got all excited and they basically said, well, that's great. You could tell them to serve God by giving all their mammon to the church. Well, they meant well, and maybe there's some truth to that. But there's also a problem. Working hard and devoting lots of time and energy all to raise money to serve God, as it were, can too easily become more and more about the money and less about God. And even as important as it is to be good stewards of the wealth that God gives us, if we're not careful, we'll forget what St. Paul tells us in today's first reading. He says that we shouldn't be servants of mammon, or we shouldn't be stewards of wealth, but he says, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God. And as Jesus reminds us today, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? What good is it to give food to a hungry man if you leave him starving for the eternal word of God? If he dies an everlasting death because he wasn't preached the gospel? What good is it if you pay to educate 100 seminarians toward the priesthood, if once they're ordained, you ignore them when they preach the gospel to you? You cannot serve both God and mammon. I hope you see why I don't like to ask for money, especially here from the pulpit, but I have to. It's just that it's all too easy to get confused, to think that money is the answer to all our problems, even God's problems. And from there, it's just a short step to not even recognizing the difference between serving God and serving mammon. Don't misunderstand me. You need money to live and for your family. And so work hard and spend and save carefully. And your parish needs money to keep paying for the heating and the salaries and the debt. So keep donating. And your diocesan church needs money to provide for so many worthwhile projects. So please, please give generously to the BLA. But in all these things, remember what Jesus goes on to say today. Do not worry and say, what are we to eat or what are we to wear? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. And never, ever forget, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Praise be Jesus Christ.